I'd like to start asking you Ben and where you were born.
I was born at Burnbanks in number 66 in 1935.
How old were you when you came to Burnbanks?
Well, I was born at Burnbanks.
Oh, sorry, yes. Sorry. What brought you and your family to Burnbanks?
It was my dad came to work for Manchester Corporation Waterworks.
My
dad had some lodgings at Denny Hill first, and then when they got married, they had some rooms up at Mr. and Mrs. Thompson at Eastwood, is it? Eastwood?
So, where did you, Mum and Dad, meet?
My dad was working for Atlantis Corporation at Thelmere, and he was lodging at Bridge and at Thelmere. And then my mum was born at the circle, and they would meet, as I expect, in the circle dancing, etc.
What was your father's job?
When he first came up, he was maintaining the farms what the corporation had taken over.
And then
when the actual dam project that began, and he was a ganger on the road from Burnbanks up to Oswater, up till the end of the lake.
And what would your mother?
She was just sort of general houseworker, I do believe, at that time. And then she got the job at the Martin School canteen.
How long was she there?
I do believe it was about 24 years.
How did she get there?
Pushed by. No.
Right. So can you tell me a bit more about those jobs and what kind of things they did?
Well, sort of late on, in maybe about the 50s, well, my dad got a job as being in charge of the stores. Then they moved down to the Oaks. Yeah.
Near his job, of course.
Yes.
Yes. Right. So you weren't really always living in the same house then?
No.
And if you moved, why did you want to move?
Well, it was the dad's job, wasn't it, really? I don't think I had any say in it.
What was the first thing you can remember about Burnbanks?
Not a great... sort of lot actually, because most of the most of it had sort of closed down by I was a sort of teenager. I can remember Oswater United playing at another gate, and I think they used to have the sports there and all in the sports field there, but that's very, very faint.
They were very good at Oswater United.
I believe so, yes, I believe so. Yes, in the Westland League.
What about the house that you lived in? Did you find it comfortable and warm? And
not warm, actually very cold. There were the prefabricated bungalow. They were only supposed to be up for 21 years, I do believe. And then they were up for, well, they just started to dismantle them now, aren't they? And what's that? It would be 70 some odd years.
And what about eating and what have you? Did you all eat together?
As far as I can recall, I think we would eat in the kitchen because the kitchen was quite large. We had electric, we had hot and cold water, a bathroom, and flush toilet. The cooking was done, as I can recall, it was done on the apartment store. Most of the cooking in the early days. And, well, the washing was done in the, they used to light a fire in the back kitchen on the boiler for the hot water. And then they would wash in the wash tub with the dolly. And then where the old man goes to.
And about going to school, did you go to school where?
At Bampton. Because the school was, the actual wooden school was built for the Burnbanks people, I do believe. Because there was that sort of many children. So, it would just be the general...
subjects.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
And so what games did you play in the playground?
Mostly football. In the season we would play sort of conkers and just were the general games sort of really in the playground. Friends, yeah, I had a lot of friends from Burnbanks and from Bampton area, night. Quite a lot of, well, the good friends. After school, it was mostly football, every night. We actually played at Bampton, just pushed back down, Bampton. And we played till somebody died, and then pushed back down. And then in the summer, it might be sort of a little bit of cricket, but not as popular as the football.
Did you go to church or chapel?
I went to chapel. That would be at Bampton. Yes, I went to Sunday school. I didn't get a great lot for it. there used to be something on sort of different sort of times a year in the festivals and that.
Sort of social activities were there, such as in Burnbanks?
The only thing I can really remember is sort of Christmas, where we used to get an apple and an orange in our really soft. That's about the only thing I remember
about.
What about,
was there any pantomimes,
or there were dances? We used to go to the pictures, but it was the Penrith Shop. And I think I can remember going to one dance in the village. Pushback mostly to shop pictures on the bus, by Hartnish's bus into Penrith. Pictures, etc.
How often did the bus run?
Quite a few times a day. Well, yes, I mean, there was a WI and there was what it would be. I used to play a bit of football for Sharp, and I used to push my hook up to Sharp play. that was quite a pull up. Oh, sorry.
What kind of equipment did you have? Did you have any equipment that you used to wear to play these games or whatever?
No, just the sort of general, the football kit, really, mostly. I'm just trying to think what we used to use for the cricket when we played at the school, whether we had all the gear or not. I can't just recall that.
Right, so
I left Burnbanks in 1964, but to get married.
Did you have a job before you married?
I worked at Askham Garage, served my apprenticeship. I was there for 9 years. 19 years, sorry. It was Askham Garage actually then. It was Hudson Brothers when I first went in 1950. push bike for the first 2 years, and then motorcycle after that. Got married in 64.
Yeah.
No, to Hooton John, which is in the Hooton district. She was in the village of Penrody.
And so what do you think of Bernbanks now?
Very, very disheartened. Well, let's hope that he can make a good job of it. Yeah.
Well, what about shopping then?
I think most of the shopping was done by the vans, and the travelling vans. And then the man would go into Penrith once a week, and most of the shopping the cooperative.
I think it got quite good service, didn't it?
I believe there was quite a lot of vans. There would be the fish and there'd be everything, fish and the baker.
And what neighbours?
We had some good neighbours, but I think everybody was friendly.
Thank you.
Oh, yes. Mm.
Right, I would like to ask you, Raymond, where you were born.
I was born at Bernbanks.
When was that, and what was your date of birth?
1935. February
1935. And
whereabouts was that? Born in number 66.
And what was it that, well, you were born there, what brought your family to Bernbanks?
My father works for the Manchester Corporation Works at Thirlmere, and when the Oswater job came up, he actually moved up there. When he first came up, he was employed going round farms on the maintenance side, which had been taken over by the corporation.
What did you want to do?
At first, she was doing a little bit of home help, and then she got a job at Bampton School in the canteen, which she worked there for 24 years. My job, and that's not my job. Well, when I was old enough, I started to serve my apprenticeship at Askham Garage under Mr. Dennis Hodgson.
Can you tell me a bit more about those jobs?
Well, Father, just like I said, well, he was on the maintenance side, and when they started on the dam, on the project, he was a ganger on the new road up till the end of Mardale.
And did he have to go into the forces?
He was first he was in the Home Guard, and then he was called up in 1941, and he was in the Second World War till the end of the war. And then he came back, but during his time at Oswater, when the job closed down for 2 years, he went to work at the Honister Slate Quarry, and he would go up for the full week, take all his progression up for the week. And they would be living at Thurcles at that time, where that my mum was born at Thurcles.
So, you said you lived at 66
then, yes.
Were you born in
66? I was born in number 66. I believe it was in the 30s. I don't know whether it was in 32 or 36 or 38 numbers.
And then the move was
in. Yes, and then when my dad got a job in charge of the stores, we moved down to the Oaks.
And why was that? Oh.
Yeah, job.
There
was four altogether.
Yeah, your mum and dad were
and Joan and myself, no, my sister Joan and myself. Well, not a great, well, not really, with us being born just about, well, as the job was sort of closing down.
And what about your house? What kind of a house did you live in?
It was a prefabricated bungalow, 3 bedrooms, it had hot and cold water, a bathroom, and a flush toilet. The heating was just off the solid fuel, which was, and they were very cold. Cooking, as I can recall, it was mostly done on a Primus stove. Washing, they used the mum used to light a fire in the back kitchen for the hot water boiler, and then it was done in a washing tub, and then there'll be the mango to.
So, actually, where did you go to school then?
Went to Bampton School.
How did you get there?
In the early days, we would walk to school, and then sort of later on, when you would use the push bike. Well, the general games really in the playground, football, etc. And then I can remember playing with Conkers. But they'd be mostly just, well, the average games we used to play. The sort of normal games, sorry. And I had quite a few friends around the mountain area, some from Knight, and also some from Burnbanks. We used for the meet up at Bampton most nights and play football in the school field till maybe dusk, and then push bike. And that was after school, and then we push bike back home again.
Did you have any particular friends that you used to be
with? Yes, at Burnbanks it would be Brian Twigg, which sadly Brian died quite a few years ago, and also Kim Thompson, who came from Knight, which was the best friends, really.
Now, what about going to Sunday school or chapel or church?
Yes, I went to the Sunday school at the chapel at Bampton. Just do all the usual things, etc. And the festival. Fairly good, I think. It was more sort of force work than anything else. Well, I can't really remember much about it.
What about this special celebrations, Easter, Whitsun, like Christmas, or was it Christmas party?
Well, I can remember Christmas at home, but not much more, really.
Did you ever used to come from the school trips?
Usually
used to be Morecambe, I don't know which...
I used to go to Morecambe on the holidays with my grandfather. But I can't remember much going on trips. No.
So what other sort of activities were there at Burnbanks?
Well, I believe in his heyday there was all sorts going on. Well, dances. I can remember the sports field at Noddlegate, the football field, and used to have the sports there. Used to push bike up the shop to the pitches. And also bus independent till the pitches, etc.
When did you leave Burnbanks?
1964, for to get married.
And why did you leave that marriage? Where did you go?
Went to Hutton John Mansion first, for 4 years. Very disheartened with it, as it's actually been led to the deteriorate.
And what about shopping?
I believe the shopping was mostly done by the travelling shops, vans, etc. And then Mum used to go into Penrith every Saturday do most of the shopping in the cooperative society. On Hartnish's buses.
And what about the neighbours?
Very good neighbours, excellent. Oh, Dad, did I say about the home? Yeah, I don't know. Yes. Aye. Oh, sorry.
Oh,
I believe Dad was in the mountain choir for a while. I don't know anything about it. Just what Mum someone said. But it'd be nothing else, is it? As I can think about. I'll try and find some days.
Well, thank you very much for what you've told me. The film is finished. Is there anything else you want to tell me about Vernon Banks that we haven't started today?
I was actually christened in Marder Church, Easter 1935.
Can you remember the vicar? Was it the old Reverend Barham?
I'm not quite sure, but I think he might have been. I believe Ernest Capty was the last one for to be christened in the church.
Right, well, thank you very much, Vernon.
You're welcome.